just opened up the doors with the keys to imagination. Beyond it is a dimension of sight, sound, mind. You're moving into a land of both shadows and substance, of thoughts and ideas. You just crossed over into the twilight.
Dreaming about this brick house, sending me dirty pics. Her measurements was 36, 24, 36. Imagine my surprise after playing that number straight. When it fell, it was 36, 24, 38. I was so close to quitting my job as an open mic co-host to make where the Drake rap show grows. Now my head's throbbing cause police gave me a problem. I fit the description of someone robbing, basking in robins. They dropped me off, left me stranded on the east side. Took me to where they said that some rookie police died. I heard gunfire, tire skirting off as they banging gang attire, willing to die for a certain cloth. They drove past me, the driver sees me. I double back, hopped the fence, and landed in some feces. Next to this crackhead who got into a karate stance in a musty Metallica shirt and dusty Pilates pants. My first thought was to go in the dentures. Instead, I hopped another fence and got chased by these Doberman pinchers. Ran into this gas station past a group of men in white tees, out front with a blunt, about to light trees. They all scattered when the dogs came. I'm inside trying to catch my breath when the cashier dropping logs aimed. With the gun in hand, a language I ain't understand, I ran behind the DVDs they were selling Juana Man. A loud sound shook the room as it shifted, I started to float. Looked out the window just when the building lifted. Charged with electric volts, they implanted microchips in my brain and both sides of my neck with bolts. I made the decision early to not take a whiz and worry about each incision that left my vision blurry. I thought I heard a drill or maybe a pea squeeze. Could this be how a murder filled by an alien species? The last thing I remember was hiding in the gas station, avoiding the shattered glass cases. Snacks from the racks covered the floor, followed by zero gravity. I never hovered before. Out the window I could see rooftops. The tallest trees looked miniature. Found myself in the mix, worse than oil and vinegar. Then there were gases that filled the room. I blacked out. Anything after that has been a blur. Suddenly I could see clearer. There's three mirrors. I rose up to look at myself and saw Frankenstein. I'm shackled to the bed and couldn't break the chain. Then I got knocked out but couldn't feel the aches and pains. I woke up on my hardwood floor, head hurting. At least it wasn't bloodshed squirting. I'm certain I fell out of bed. So I got on my feet, fluffed my pillows, smoothed out my sheet. Now I'm craving something to eat. So I head straight to the kitchen, opened the fridge and saw a knife inside a human head. I backed out the room and fled from my residence, only to see people who look like me inside of all three mirrors. Then we heard a voice that said we gotta kill each other, we don't have a choice. It came from a spaceship, the top part looked like the gas station I ran inside, to hide between the DVDs and Pop-Tarts. Our microchips started activating before the bloody attacks. The aliens was eating snacks awaiting.